Okay. Well, and gracious. Gracious, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Yesh Me'ayin. Is not a minor part of Yiddishkeit. Anyone who has thought through Torah in a very deep and serious way understands that this is the basis of everything. So much so, there's a halacha. Machal Shabbos b'fahesya, harukakim l'chol dvaro. That someone who's Machal Shabbos b'fahesya, what does it mean b'fahesya? Shabbos is totally irrelevant to him. The moment Shabbos is totally irrelevant to him, so halacha treats him in many aspects as kakum, as a non-Jew. What does that mean? He's still chayiv in mitzvahs. Still going to be punished for every time he's mechalal Shabbos. But it means certain psulim we have that a non-Jew has. His wine is also, he touches wine, it's also his many aspects. He has been ta'akum l'chol dvaro. Why? So Rashi and Tosfos say, because Shabbos is the Eidus, the Mayan, withdraw from the world, and we're made a testimony. And that's Kiddush Friday night. It's Eidus. We say, Vayachulu Hashamayim v'ha'aretz v'chol tzvah. That, what does that mean? The process of Bria was finished. And now the world's in a stable condition. But for the first 6 days, there's a whole process of Bria, and everything's finished. We're made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world from nothing, and Eish Me'ayin, and that he runs the world. Without that, there is no Yiddishkeit. So therefore, the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, says that why Machal Shabbos Vahesh Yahariu Kaakim L'chol Dvaro? Because Pasuk says Oz Bris Hulola is the oath of the bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and someone who is Machal Shabbos and treats it like nothing destroys the bris, and therefore he's not part of the bris. Tezav Mishnah there says doesn't mean the Rambam disagrees with Rashi and tells us, no. The Rambam is just adding something. Yes, Shabbos is the Eidus HaKadosh Baruch who created the world in 6 days. That's it. And the Rambam is adding, why is it so essential? HaKadosh Baruch who considered it so essential that he made this the bris between us and him. So that anyone who violate Shabbos has destroyed the bris. And why is this so important? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch to understand how actually HaKadosh Baruch created the world. So the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he created the Torah. That's it. First creation. Then, he created the world based on the Torah. And it says very, very simple. Simply. Gives a marshal, you build a house. You don't just hire a contractor, build me a house with a lot of rooms and make sure there's bathrooms or no. First, no one builds a house that way. First, what do? You hire an architect to draw up the plans. Yeah, this room is here, and this room is here, and this bathroom is here, and this function is here, and this function is here. Here's the kitchen, here's the this and this. And after that's finished, you hire the contractor to implement the plans. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop create a world. Stop create a world. Why is stop create a world? Nothing to do one Wednesday afternoon. He says, okay, I'm going to create a world today. No, that's not how things work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah and then created the world, created the human being, the crown piece, as that is, we are creating beings who find their full fulfillment in fulfilling the Torah. Therefore, if a person will say, okay, the Torah says X, Y, Z, but that doesn't fit in who and what a human being is. No. I was created with all of my peculiarities and irregularities and whoever I am, etc. With two arms, 10 fingers, one nose, 2 ears, in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, with the type of neshama that he created me, and each one of us has our own individual neshama, our own individual personality, and the way and he did it in a way that this human being would find his fulfillment in the Torah. Torah comes first. Human being, his goof, his personality was made to reflect that. Now, that has many, many, many implications. Many implications. It can't say, well, no, my personality doesn't fit the Torah. No. The Torah was made first, and the human personality was made second. Now, what does this mean? This means that there are such a things as birth defects. I gave an example once to someone. A number of years ago, I was reading some news blurb. It says a child was born in India with 4 legs. Okay. And it was a machlokas between the doctors. One group of doctors said, I have to take off the front 2 legs, and they're able to use the back 2 legs in order to make him a normal functional human being. And the other doctor said just the opposite. Okay. But there was no one I read in that article said, well, why don't you just leave him with 4 legs? For some reason, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite wisdom, he created this human being different than other. Yes. The ideal human being has 2 legs and 2 arms, 2 eyes, 2 eyes, and 2 ears. That's the ideal human being. If somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world created a human being with 4 legs, what does that human being attempt to be? Become a regular, normal human being with normalcy defined by the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. Normalcy defined by, and that is, the Torah says X, and that defines what normalcy is. With that in mind, in today's world, of course, you have an upside-down world. In 2 ways. The idea is HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the Torah, then created a basic human personality, and then we are all individual human beings. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Loma Nivra Adam Yechidi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the human being, Adam Rishon. Why did he create him as a single being? And then everyone comes out from one person. And then, when he saved, destroyed humanity, who's Noach, and everything comes out of Noach. To teach us that every human being is unique, every human being is special, and every human being is his own world, and no human being is like any other human being. Adam may have had children, but each one's unique. Every human being is unique, but there's an underlying basic human personality. And that underlying basic human personality is based on the Torah. First comes the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates me with two eyes, two ears, two, one nose, two legs, two arms. And this is that being who's going to find his fulfillment in the Torah. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So he had a basic human personality. And when Chazal talk about a chazak of this and a chazak of that, what are Chazal talking about? The Chazal, with their insight into the Torah, can say, well, the basic human personality is going to be this way. It doesn't mean everyone's going to follow that. As we'll give many examples. Basic human personality, then by my Bechira Chavshis, or by the impact of a lot of things on me, human beings develop in many different directions. But to say that the human personality doesn't fit the Torah, that's the first thing that goes against the idea that the Torah comes first and creation comes second. Now, every human being is created with a basic personality. That basic personality has a sense of right and wrong. We have built in us from the time we're very young an idea that's right in this world, what's wrong in this world. That's part of the basic way of human personality. Now, for a person to say, well, in my view of right or wrong, this thing in the Torah doesn't fit, get it mixed up. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing was the Torah. Created my personality to find its fulfillment in the Torah. That's why the Seder HaDvarim was in that direction. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create first human beings and then come later on and impose the Torah. Then can say, it doesn't fit me. There is a medrash on the part of Hashem Misinai Boch, Vazarach Misei Olomo, and Zos HaBrocha, where Shem Yisinei Bo says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, first he offered to all the nations of the world. He offered to Bnei Yishmael, and they say, what's written in it? What's written in it? Lo Signov. That doesn't fit our culture. Doesn't fit our culture. Thank you, but no thank you. Goodbye. Went to Bnei Yisrael. What does it say there? Lo Sirtzach. Doesn't fit our culture. We're not interested. Went to here, it says, Lo Sinof doesn't fit our culture. Came to Klal Yisrael, and they said, Nasa v'nishma. What does it mean it came to Klal Yisrael? Had a deep understanding that we adjust ourselves to the Torah. The Torah comes first. We mold ourselves. By the time every one of us wakes up to what's right and wrong in a deep, in a serious sense, he's been impacted by his family, he's been impacted by society, by the media, by all sorts of things. And then he has to make a decision. This is my given. Or, no, I'm going to adjust and mold myself to the Torah. That's not Seven Nishma. That's the fact that the Torah came first. And ultimately, people find the greatest fulfillment in the Torah. Sometimes you have to change yourself. Sometimes you have to change yourself. Just imagine someone who grew up in a mafioso family. Okay, what's the culture? Ritzicha and Geneva. That's the culture. For him, that's the norm. Then sometime, at some point in life, he wakes up. Wait a second. This is not the way things are supposed to happen. But he has a very deep part of himself. You know, this is the way he was brought up. So what does the Torah expect of him? If you do wake up, the halacha of Tinek Shenishba. Tinek Shenishba is someone who just grew up in a society totally bereft of certain ideas. And therefore, he's an onus. But if a person does wake up, he understands he has to change himself. That's what I said in the Shmuz this week. Hogar HaMitzvus. She came to Avraham Avinu's house, did everything the right way. Tzadekus. All her actions were perfect. But her core identity was. She belongs to Mitzrayim. She couldn't change that core identity of who she was. What the Torah asks of us is, no, understand the Torah comes first. You have to mold yourself, not only first your actions, and the Rambam describes in Hilchos Deos, and then your whole personality. Person can't say, well, I was born to be a nasty human being. Chesed's not part of me. No. Torah says chesed has to be part of you. You have to, the Rambam says, but it's not part of his personality. So the Rambam says, you know what? Act with chesed and change your personality. Because the Torah says that's the right personality to have. In today's insane world, where one of the major bases of all political campaigns are LGBTQYXYZ rights, whatever the next letter they're going to add there. No, the Torah said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, took, made Chava, and then said, natural is for man to marry woman. Man to be attracted to woman. Now, there may be people who don't fit into that. So, just as a person who says, I don't feel chesed. It's not part of my personality. For instance, the Rambam writes among the midos that kas, people will tend to see kas. It's a midah maguna mode. You feel anger is part of you. Change personality. Torah says it's a bad part of you. Change personality. Don't accept it. Torah defines how you should be, and then mold yourself. Remember, many, many years ago, I had a Talmud, violent temper. And I sat down with him, I said, you can't go through life this way. He says, well, I'm a Kohen, that's just the way it is. Kohanim have tempers. Okay. I said, no. Let's take a look. In Hilchos Deos and the Rambam, it's wrong. You've got to change your personality. Torah comes first. And afterwards, we have to adjust ourselves to Torah. But that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything Yesh Mayayin and created the Torah first and then created us to find our fulfillment in the Torah. And that's why it's so essential. We can't come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's wrong. Because in Avraham Avinu, the Akedah is a very powerful story. And Parshas Vayera, when Avraham Avinu was, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu he's about to destroy Sodom, he says, Ki yedativ l'mana sheyetzave ezbonav ezbeis ha'achrav. Shmo derech Hashem lasot stok u'mishpat. Avraham Avinu had gone around the entire world and saying, you have it all wrong. Have it all wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He made it. He runs the world. And the yesod of everything is emes and chesed, stok u'mishpat. Okay. And that's his life's career. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him just the opposite. Take Yitzchok, Tzadik, and kill him. Why? That's the way it is. It doesn't fit with everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of morality. He created morality. He told me about Stok and Mishpat. He told me about Chesed Nemes. And that's just the way it is. You have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the end, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it. But he just wanted to push Avraham Avinu to, are you willing to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the source of everything? Because he's the source of everything. And that's why Yesh Mayayin is so important. Now, the Ramban writes a very important idea. And next week, I'm going to have, but everyone can come in. If not, I'll have a printout of the Ramban. I want to go through the Ramban inside with you. More than that. Torah is to be understood on many levels. We have Torah Shebiksav, we have the Torah Shebaalpeh. You can't understand Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shebaalpeh. That's the given. Now, understanding Torah is on many, many levels. We're learning Masechta Shavuot, Masechta Nedarim. And those of you who learn Rashi, Chav Beis, Amar Aleph, learn Achas Mehenu. What is Achas Mehenu? It says, if you say Pas Kritin, Pas Chusmin, Pas Sorim, you have three separate korbanos. Now, what does that mean? Here, Kohar Shavuot Pet tells me, you may understand the Parsha one way, but there's a deeper understanding of the Parsha. And so too of all of Torah Shabbat Peh. All of Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, Torah Shabbat Peh has many, many levels. And, obviously, our understanding of Torah Shabbat Peh is not the same as Chazal's understanding. Chazal had a very deep understanding of Torah Shabbat Peh. Ramban writes, because the Torah was the blueprint of the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried within the Torah all the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this world is capable of receiving. And that means, he says, that this is, Ramban says it, built on countless Maamari Chazal, that all every secret of nature is in the Torah. We can't see it. It says, what was the tremendous chokhmah that Shlomo HaMelech was able to have? He was able to understand the entire physical universe from within the Torah. There is a Gemara in Pesachim in the fourth parak. Chizkiyo HaMelech gona sefer refuos. There's a sefer refuos of all sorts of medicines for all sorts of diseases. And Chizkiyo HaMelech hid it. So it's no longer available. Why? And where did this sefer refuos come from? So a large group of Rishonim say it was written by Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech understood the entire physical world from within the Torah. And he was able to identify where in this physical world there is a refuah for this illness, etc. And it was a sefer. So why did Chizkiyo HaMelech, with the approval of Sanhedrin, hide the sefer since no longer available? Because there were a lot of powerful medications and power in there. And in the hands of certain people, these medications were being used for very evil designs. So it was up to the king, the Melech, and the Sanhedrin to say, is the positive value of this against the negative value of this? How to balance that off? But underneath, the fact is, yes, according to a large group of Rishonim, Shlomo HaMelech understood the entire world from the Torah. And understanding the entire world from the Torah, he's able to identify this medication can be manufactured this way and it can be used for this, etc., etc., etc. Chazal, we talk about Chazakas. Chazok enon may is part of Nevel Chavor. Chazok enon Porea tells Maya. What are Chazal doing? They're telling us they did a poll like you do before the elections, and then you understand everything that's going to happen. No. Through their insight into Torah, they were able to say, no, the basic structure of the human neshama is this way. And even though people may twist and turn it in a million different ways, but underneath, this is what a human being is all about. It's unbelievable Rambam. Unbelievable Rambam. Hilchos Geirushin. It's based on a Gemara in Bava Basra. Halach is, that a man has to give a get willingly, otherwise it's not a get. So let's say he refuses. Halacha's makin also achiyoma rotsani. You beat him up until he says, yeah, I want. What sort of want is that? He wants it. He just doesn't want to get beat up. No want. So Rambam asked that kasha. So what does it mean, I want? I don't want, except I don't want to get hit in the head 50 times. So what does it mean he wants? Rambam Perek Beis Hilchos Geirushin asked that kasha. Rambam says, no. Chazal are telling us that deep down in the neshama of every Jew, there's a desire to keep Torah and mitzvahs. Deep down. You go out into who knows where, somewhere totally has no shaychus to anything. But he's a Jew, deep down is in the neshama. He wants to keep Torah mitzvahs. But what happens? All sorts of pressures happen to him. Let's say he grew up in a frum house. Let's say one person, and he's still frum. Except he developed this violent hatred to his wife. She's not going to get a get. I, the Torah, the halacha says he has to give a get under those circumstances. But Ram says, no, he has bad meters. So that's a Yetzirah. So what do? There's a pressure on him not to give a get. So you have a counterbalance pressure to give a get. And then the true neshama comes out. That's how his pshat is, the Gemara Bava Basra. There's social pressures, there's the Yetzirah, whatever. And the true neshama comes out. But what's the Rambam telling us? That the Gemara Bava Basra is telling us a statement that through Chazal's Havonis HaTorah, they understood what's really happening deep down at the bottom of the neshama of every Jew. And if you feel that this person doesn't want to do the right thing, Chazal says, deep down he does. The Torah tells us everything about the world. Chazal were able to get a tremendous amount out of the Torah. But we can't get, so we rely on Chazal. But that is all part of the idea. The Torah comes first. HaKadosh Baruch created the world around the Torah, created a human being to find his greatest fulfillment within the Torah. And we have to adjust, and because of that, we adjust to the Torah. And that all comes from the idea of Yesh Mayayin. Now, Yesh Mayayin, just finish off, is very different than what goes today in the world, the Big Bang. Big Bang changed an idea that had been there since Aristotle, that the world is some sort of perpetual motion machine that's been around forever. There's a first moment. The Big Bang says there's something there, and exploded, and everything happened from that. But wait one second. It was based on there was something there. And where is this thing that was there that exploded? We say, whatever it is, no. There wasn't something that was always there. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Mayayin, from nothing. So don't get confused. Yes, there's similarities. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, we'll get into it as we're going to study more Bereishis. Okay.